The next patient is Jan Durroa. The last name is D-U-R-R-U-A. This is a clinical case of an 82-year-old white male with history of diabetes mellitus. The patient has some kidney compromise. The serum creatinine has remained between 1.6 and 1.4. The estimated GFR during the last determination in January the 30th of 2024 was 49 mLs per minute. The patient blood sugar has been under better control. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.2, and the patient has a in the urinalysis 1 plus proteinuria with a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 320 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Taking into consideration that he's 83 and that he has this evidence of proteinuria, we are going to start the patient in Jardiance 10 milligrams every day. The patient was made aware of the increasing the urinary output, decreasing the blood sugar, and could have some impact in the blood pressure as well. The recommendation is to wait every day, and if he loses more than 3 pounds, he's supposed to increase the fluid intake up until he gets to 184 pounds and maintain the 184 pounds period. Number two, a patient has a steatohepatitis with liver cirrhosis. He was recently admitted to the hospital with sepsis syndrome. He had a paracentesis in the hospital, and according to our body weight, the patient continues to lose weight. We started with 214 pounds. The patient weighs today 187 pounds. He is to continue with the administration of Aldactone and lactulose as recommended. Following number, the patient has a history of pancytopenia that is followed at the Florida Cancer Center. Following number, a hemoglobin A1C of 7.2 with a blood sugar that is under fair control, and following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any manifestations at this point. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control, and family number, a remote history of gout. We're going to reevaluate the case in 4 months with the laboratory workup.